Back here on Superstation Crest as we start the boys' game. Salisbury and Harrisburg. We'll go through the starting lineups for you for the Salisbury Panthers. They're starting the 5'9 sophomore Jackson King, who leads his team in scoring with 21 points per game. Cody Smedley, the 5'9 senior. Graham Beer, the 6'2 freshman, a 5'11 senior Caleb Strodman, and the 6'4 senior Garrett Green. Green averaging double digits, 10 points a game for him. He also averages 7.2 rebounds. He's kind of their big force down low. On the Harrisburg side, Tyler Cochran, Jace Carr, Zach Hundell, Tanner Lannis, and Ryan Freeman are your starters for Harrisburg. It was senior night tonight. They will have a home game on Friday against Knox County, which we will cover, but they decided tonight was going to be the senior night because Friday we're expecting more snow, so they weren't 100% sure that they were going to get this game on, or they were going to get that game on Friday. So they decided to hold senior night tonight, and they had that festivity, so that was kind of the break in the action, but we are ready to go. Harrisburg in their home white uniforms in red lettering. Salisbury, their purple visiting uniforms and gold lettering. Salisbury written across the chest. Harrisburg written across the Bulldogs chest. The tip is won by Salisbury, and we are off. Salisbury moving it left to right on your radio dial. It's Jackson King up top. Swings it over to Strowman on the left wing. Back to King on the left wing. Inside a foul line pass to Garrett Crane. He gets it poked and stripped and stolen. Carr on the steal. The freshman. The basket, left side layup, no. Follow by Hudnall. His put back, no. Ball still loose. Offensive rebound, Ryan Freeman. His put back, no. Hudnall, the offensive rebound there. Put back, no, but a foul. Plenty of offensive rebounds for Harrisburg. And to the line is that junior, Zach Hudnall. That's going to be called on Cody Smedley. First free throw from Hudnall is good. Someone who picks his spots on the offensive side could be a very patient player. Averaging just north of 7.5 points a game. Second free throw from Hudnall. Knocks it down 2-0. Harrisburg on top early. 30 seconds into this one. Some full court pressure being put on by the Bulldogs. Salisbury 7-13 on the season. Harrisburg 6-13. Kenny Wyatt roaming the sidelines for the Panthers in his 24th season. Right baseline jumper swirls out for Grant Beer. And the rebound, Harrisburg on the other sideline. Kyle Fisher in his second year for Harrisburg. He's a 7-year assistant for this Bulldogs team. Left side of the lane jumper missed off the back iron by Tanner Lannis. And the rebound goes to Jackson King and Salisbury. A minute here into this game, 2-0. Harrisburg the lead. King finally across the timeline, the sophomore leading his team in scoring, has made a huge jump from his freshman year to now his sophomore year. Right wing King back up top, Strodman inside Green foul line, kicks it out. King open for three. He likes this spot, missed it off the heel. Offensive rebound, Cody Smedley. Inside it goes Beer, foul from the foul line. His floater is good. 2-2, 6.5 to play here in the first. Carr over into the corner for Hudnall. He'll pass it back up to Carr, top of the key. Fakes the pass left on his 3-2 Salisbury zone. Hudnall, right corner, pumps and weaves his way back top of the key. Now curls in the lane, gets bumped and fouled by Cody Smedley on the ground. That'll be Smedley's first and team's second. Oh, they're going to call out his second, excuse me. His second, team second. Baseline inbound. Goes to Freeman. His turnaround jumper blocked. Saved from going out of bounds by Beer. There's a fight for the ball, a whistle, and a foul. This one going against Harrisburg. I believe they're going to get Tyler Cochran on this one. That'll be his first, team's first. And so it'll be Salisbury ball. Strodman will bring it up. 5'11 senior. Pass to Green at the foul line. Kicks it out. King right wing. Takes a step inside. Fires a long two. Missed short ball. Tipped back out into the hands of Tanner Lannis. Here comes Lannis to the basket. In a breakaway. Nice sidestep move to the rim. And he gets an easy layup. 4-2. Harrisburg goes ahead with 5:45 to play in the opening quarter. Full court pressure, Harrisburg. Strodman pass across the timeline to Green. Finds a cutting King on the right side. He attacks, hop steps to the rim, and he gets a ball almost taken away, but a jump ball call. Great defense there by Zach Hudnall. The arrow favors Harrisburg, and the defense will be rewarded. Five and a half to play here in the first. 4-2, Harrisburg lead. It'll be Harrisburg ball as they move right to left. Hudnall, the junior, swings in left corner. Lannis, he'll launch a three and connect. Nothing but net for the 6'3 freshman. And this Harrisburg team has a tough freshman core. They have two freshman starters in Jace Carr and Tanner Lannis tonight. As Salisbury tries to answer back, down 7-2, and a travel call underneath. This one is tagged on Cody Smedley, as Caleb Smedley will now take Cody Smedley's place. It'll be Harrisburg ball as they move it right to left. Wyatt Robinson also checking in. A long NBA three, Lannis off the heel. Rebound back into the hands of Jace Carr. Offensive board for the freshman. Hands it off Hudnall. He'll circle the arc back to the top of the key. Crossing over, now kicking it back out, Lannis. Lannis still straight away, bouncing it left wing, Hudnall. Back to Lannis, top of the key. He'll line up a three again, and he'll connect. Tyler Lannis, 8 points for the freshman. He shoots 33% from downtown. He's 2 from 3 outside tonight, and forcing a timeout by Kenny Wyatt and Salisbury. 10-2 is the Harrisburg lead. We'll take a break and be back with more here on Superstation Grass.
If you're like most people around here, breakfast is not just served in the morning. At Bradshaw's Bistro, they serve breakfast all day. Now is the time to visit their unique small-town business with a friendly atmosphere. Check out their homemade desserts and relax for a little while. You might call and make a reservation for the second and fourth Friday night special, Prime Rib. Join them on Facebook at Bradshaw's Bistro. 315 South Broadway in Salisbury is a great place to start your day or evening. See you soon.
Back here on Superstation Crest, Harrisburg High School 10-2. Harrisburg with the lead as Jackson King can't get the ball and has to call a 30-second timeout. Tanner Lannis, the 6'3 freshman, comes hot out of the gate. He averages 14.5 points a game. And he now has 8 so far tonight, only not even through halfway through that first quarter with that 10-2 lead. We'll see if Salisbury can do anything right now. Looking a bit stifled, not even able to get that inbound pass in. I want to thank some of our sponsors helping make this broadcast possible. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital of Macon, and Moberly Area Community College, as a bump whistle and a foul going against Jace Carr on Garrett Green as they were tussling across midcourt. That will be Green's first personal, team second. And a near sideline inbound for Salisbury. Jackson King, the inbounder. Looking. He still has the ball above his head, trying to look for someone. Finally, he finds Grant Beer in the backcourt. Hands it off to King, and King clears. He's going one-on-one with Wyatt Robinson across the timeline on the left side. Robinson really pestering him by the timeline. King trying to drive past him, spinning in the lane, putting a shot up, blocked from the weak side by Ryan Freeman. Outlets it out to Lannis to the rim. Layup, yes, and the foul. Harrisburg working on all cylinders right now. And they go up by 10, and Lannis to the free throw line for one more. Calling this one on Caleb Strohman. That'll be his first personal and team's third. And if Lannis hits this one, which he does in and out, so he still has 10 points. 10 of his team's 12 through almost 4 minutes of this game so far. King will hustle up into the front court, hands it off into the right corner for Beer. He drives baseline, spins into the lane. He goes, puts up a layup. No. Offensive rebound. Caleb Smedley, his putback doesn't go, but a foul called. And so the 5'9 senior to the free throw line. Smedley shoots 57% from the free throw line. Free throw up and in. Making it 12-3 in favor of Harrisburg with 4:09 to play here in the opening quarter. Second free throw good. 2 points for Caleb Smedley. It's 12-4, Harrisburg's lead, and it's ball as they go right to left as we're now halfway through quarter number one. Hudnall over into the right wing for Carr. Carr to Hudnall. Hudnall straight away picks up his dribble on a 2-3 Salisbury zone into the right corner. Robinson passes back up top for Lannis. Over to Carr on the right wing. Back to Lannis straight away. He's open for three. He'll take it. That's short. That's a bit of a heat check from the freshman Tanner Lannis. Rebound Salisbury with 3.5 to play. King saunters into the front court on the right side. Crossing over Robinson. Poked away. King gets it back. Tries to go behind the back, and he loses it. Lannis on the steal. He's got one on two. Shovel pass. Right block for Freeman taken away. That's steal by Caleb Stroopman from Salisbury. And he'll bring it up for the Panthers. Over right wing, Smedley into the corner. It goes for Beer. Now back up top, Stroman lines up a three. Short rebound, Freeman for Harrisburg. He'll lead the charge. Harrisburg likes to one right now. Hands it off. Lannis, long three right side. No offensive rebound. Carr, his put back in the lane is good. That 1-2 freshman punch for Harrisburg has been working right now. And it's back to a 10-point Harrisburg lead with 2:52 to play in the first. Green into the right corner with Carr on him. Ball moves around the arc, back to King on the left wing, back into the right wing, it goes for Beer. Now back to corner, Green fires a pass inside, Stroman in the paint, 5-foot jumper, good. Caleb Stroman with two, and it's 14-6. Salisbury not going away just yet. As Carr off screen left, he goes, finds Lannis into the corner for Hudnall. His three-point shot blocked, back into the hands of Freeman, tries to go off glass, too hard, rebound King. Salisbury can cut now into this 8-point Harrisburg lead with 2:15 to play. Here's King slowly across midcourt with the right-hand belt high dribble. Flings it over left wing for Beer, hands it back off to King on the high left side. Back straight away for Smedley, bouncing it right wing for Green, finds Strootman on the backdoor cut on the right baseline and an easy layup for the senior. He's now got four. It's 14-8. Salisbury crawling back right now down six. With 1:50 to play in the first. Hudnall passing up top for Carr. Swinging it right wing for Robinson. Get past left wing Hudnall. Tight on him is Strootman. Back up to Carr, top of the key, into the corner for Robinson. Finds the cutting Freeman, right block. Double on the ball, goes up, blocked away. Out of bounds by the 6'4 senior Garrett Green. And it will remain with Harrisburg as substitutions. Preston Stewart checking in, another freshman for Salisbury. Jace Carr checking out for Harrisburg, taking his spot will be Kyler Longden. Longden, the inbounder. Baseline looking up, and it's taken away and stolen by Stewart. Out it goes to King, line to the basket. He attacks the rack, left side layup, high off the window and in. Jackson King showing off his speed, and a timeout called by Harrisburg. It's now only a 4-point Harrisburg lead with 1:28 to play. We'll take a break and be back in 30 seconds here on Superstation Press.
At Regional Missouri Bank, we believe you not only deserve free checking, but free checking that rewards you for banking with us. Stop in to any of our convenient locations and ask us about our Kasasa accounts today. Kasasa is free checking with rewards for you, just for banking with Regional Missouri Bank. Qualifications and rules apply. Stop in and find out more about Kasasa today at Regional Missouri Bank in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keithsville, Glasgow, and Paris. Member FDIC.
Out of the Harrisburg timeout, it will be Bulldogs ball as Harrisburg's up 14-10 with 1:20 remaining in the first quarter. They throw it away. Garrett Green on the steal, tries to lob it up, and that's taken away. Longden on the steal for Harrisburg, swings it to Lannis, left corner. He attacks, and a whistle on a travel. Lannis tried to pump, and I think he shoveled his feet on the pump attempt. And that fake caused him to travel, so the ball back to Salisbury. 1:13 remaining in the first. Jackson King, the inbounder on the near side, deep into the backcourt. Full court pressure, Harrisburg. They find Green into the corner. Not a smart place for him to be as he outlets it back out to Strootman. Strootman will be going across the timeline, going against Longden. Strootman curls across the screen, fires a pass into the right corner for Beer. Now back up to the right wing, it goes to King. Back to Beer into the corner. Tight defense by Harrisburg, man-to-man. Left wing, Green. Tack stops the foul line, pulls up from 15, rolls around the rim and out. Green trying to follow it, saving it from going out of bounds into the hands of Beer. Second chance for Salisbury. Back to King. It goes between the rings. Kings to Green, left wing. Gets past his defender to the basket. Sidesteps one man, and to the rim he goes. Garrett Green, his first 2 points of the night, averaging 10 points a game this season, makes it a two-point Harrisburg lead, 14-12. And Salisbury has crawled all the way back from being down 12 points. Harrisburg right to left, under 30 seconds left to play in the first. Robinson splitting a double team to the rack. He goes, and he makes it 16-12. Harrisburg back by four with 15 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Getting off a screen by Green in the backcourt. And an offensive foul on Garrett Green. He must have leaned to his left to try to get Robinson. And that will be a moving screen back to Harrisburg. First personal on Green, fourth team on Salisbury. And checking out will be Ryan Freeman and Jonas Sanford as well, checking out for Harrisburg. In for them is Trevor Wheeler. Robinson, the Wheeler at the right elbow. Swings the pass left wing open. Lannis three. He's been doing this all night. In and out. No. And the shot at the buzzer will be no good by Beer. And that will do it for quarter number one. Harrisburg 16, Salisbury 12. We'll be back for the second quarter in 1 minute here on Kratz.
Your family deserves choice cuts of beef and pork, and that's just what you will get from Salisbury Meat Market and Processing, LLC, located southeast of Salisbury on Highway PP. The American Femler families take pride in their fresh ground chuck, steak, sausage, and bacon, or try Bill's famous smoked pork chops, ham, brats, hot dogs, or a delicious slab of ribs. Just heat them and eat them. Salisbury Meat Market kills beef on Tuesdays and hogs on Wednesdays and is open weekdays till 5 and Saturdays till noon. Your friends at Salisbury Meat Market remind you, life may be tough, but your meat shouldn't be.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Starting quarter number two, it'll be Salisbury ball as they hold the... They're down four and they throw it away. On the steal, here's Robinson, left side layup. He's good. It's 18-12. Robinson with four. Harrisburg with a four-point lead. The six-point lead with 30 seconds here into the second quarter. Salisbury moving it left to right in their purple uniforms and gold lettering. Stewart, and the ball moved to King in the right wing. Three, knocks it down with a hand in his face. Jackson King makes it 18-15. Harrisburg's lead down to three. Carr off a screen to his right, bouncing in right corner, Hudnall, and he'll bring it back up to the wing. Curls to the top of the key, picks up his dribble, finds Carr back between the rings. He'll reset the freshman with 2 points. The other freshman, Tanner Lannis, already with 10. And an offensive foul called on Carr as he pushed off before his shot from the elbow. And Salisbury will get it back with an opportunity to tie it up with a long ball. Second personal foul called on Jace Carr. That will be the team's fourth as well. King to bring it up, swings it over to Jaden Green, the freshman across the timeline, bouncing at Garrett Green up top. Green almost pressured, almost loses it. Now to Jackson King in the right wing. He'll attack, and an offensive foul on Grant Beer. They got him on a push. He tried to set a screen, kind of shield the defense away from a Jackson King drive, but I think he moved him. The official saying he used his forearm while he did it. And so the ball back to Harrisburg. Hudnall in the right corner. Left-hand dribble back, top of the key. Swings it left wing. Carr pumps to the left. Now attacks, stops at the free throw line, pulls up from 15, shot too hard. He had two men on him. And Salisbury the rebound. And it out to Jackson King. 6.5 to play in the first half, 18-15. Salisbury down three as they move with it left to right. Beer, right baseline, takes it back out. King, he steps into a three. That is an air ball as it almost falls out of bounds. But a nice save by Preston Stewart. He got away from his man boxing him out, which was Jonas Sanford, and got his hand on the ball to bounce it off Sanford's legs out of bounds. So Salisbury will get a second chance with 6:16 to play. Getting the inbounder to the right of his own basket. Slacks the ball with his left hand. Kicks it out. Jaden Green, his three short. Jackson King, weak side rebound, puts it back in. Perfect place at the perfect time for the sophomore, Jackson King. He's got 7, and it's now down to a 1-point Harrisburg lead, 18-17, as we're now under 6 minutes to play in the first half. Janice, left corner. He was open, thought about the three and didn't take it. He missed his last 2 3-point shots that he's taken. 2 for 5 so far tonight. Right wing is Hudnall. Hudnall dancing at the top of the key. Now terminates the dribble and a double team. Finds Freeman at the free throw line. His floater, no. Ball being tipped around. Rebound brought in by Wheeler and a foul called. The offensive board by Harrisburg led to a Salisbury foul. And the foul called was called on Jaden Green, the freshman. That will be his first personal team, 6th. And a baseline inbound for Harrisburg. Carr, the inbounder, out to Lannis, left wing. He goes off screen left, dribbling into the corner behind the back dribble, and he gets himself some space to bring it back out. Top of the key, Lannis kicks it to Hudnall on the right wing. Back to Lannis, top of the key, back to Hudnall on the right wing. On a dance, now curls in the lane, loses the ball. It's still loose, picks it up through a triple team, hands it off inside the lane to Wheeler, and Wheeler was in the lane for 3 seconds too long. And so the turnover back to Salisbury, 5:22 to play. The offense for both of these teams has stalled a little bit. Tanner Lannis, the freshman for Harrisburg, lit it up in the first quarter. He had 10 first-quarter points, and he went 2 for 4 from downtown. And now both teams really offensively silent. Salisbury trying to make a push here, already down 1. 3-point shot. Jaden Green, left wing, high off the heel. Rebound bounces back to Jackson King. A floater from 10, missed short, and the rebound to Carr. Harrisburg to board. Here comes Carr, weaving his way through defensive players to the top of the key. Now to Lannis on the wing, back to Carr. He'll swing it to the right wing for Hudnall. Pumps the three, gets a defender in the air. Back to Carr, top of the key. He'll fire from the free throw line and knock it down. Jace Carr now with 4 to make it 20-17. Harrisburg back by 3 with 4:45 to play in the second. Left wing for Green. Now Garrett Green, free throw line. Swings it to King in the right wing. Pumps the pass to the right corner. Now decides to swing it to Jaden Green, the left wing. Into the corner, Strowman. And he almost throws it away. Back it goes to Strowman. He'll attack, firing to Green on the left block, and he loses possession. Harrisburg gets it back on the steal. Bouncing it left of the lane. Carr shovels it off in the middle of the lane for Wheeler. His point-blank layup missed, and Jackson taking the rebound for Salisbury. Garrett Green across the timeline for the Panthers. Attacks the basket, gets his layup blocked away by Wheeler into the hands of Lannis. He leads the charge the other way to the rack. Scoop shot just off the backboard. Hangs on the rim and drops. Lannis with 12, and it's 22-17. Harrisburg by 5, under 4 now to play. Jackson King up the right side. The freshman Carr on him. Up top, it goes to Jaden Green. Now to Strootman in the left corner. Back to Jaden Green up top. Swings it right wing. King, ball tipped out of bounds by Carr on the near sideline. Substitutions, Harrisburg. Charles Strain will check in along with Wyatt Robinson. And Wheeler and Hudnall will check out. King inbounds Garrett Green on the right wing. Back to Jackson King. Now back to Jaden Green. Swings it left wing for Strootman. King's open in the right corner. They haven't found him. They finally get him in the right wing. He's covered now. Bounces it right block for Beer. Back to the basket. Fires a pass. Left wing Strootman. Pumps. Attack. Stops from 10 from the baseline. Pulls up. Yes. A whistle. Offensive foul. Basket will count. But it was a foul underneath. And they're calling this one on Grant Beer. But the basket will count for Strootman. He now has 6. And that is the 7th team foul on Salisbury, so that will be a 1-1 upcoming for Harrisburg. 3:23 on the clock. It's 22-19 Harrisburg lead. They can extend it here from the free throw line with a 1-1. Charles Strain is at the line for the free throw, shooting 60% from the line this season. His first free throw, high arcing one, in and out, no. Oh, and the rebound, Garrett Green for Salisbury. So the Panthers can tie it up with a 3-ball here. King up top, Jaden Green. High by the timelines. Brings it to Strootman, high left side. Finds Garrett Green. That ball tipped, but back into the hands of Salisbury. Strootman, left wing. Back up top, Jaden Green reverses to the right wing to Jackson King. Back Jaden Green up top. 2-3, Harrisburg zone. Inside Garrett Green, bounces to Strootman. Left wing, open for 3, takes it too hard. Jackson King skies for the weak side, rebound on the block. His put back, rolls around the rim and drops. And Jackson King now with 9. And it's 22-21. Harrisburg's lead down to one with 2:40 to play in the first half. Left wing strain into the corner. It goes Robinson. Back up top, Carr fires a quick pass to Lannis. Right corner open for three, and he connects. His third three-point shot make tonight. He has 15 to lead all scorers, and he makes it 25-21. 2:20 remaining here in the first half. Pass across the timeline to Derek Green as he's at the top of the key. Swings it right wing, Jackson King. Now to Strodman on the left wing. Strodman back up top, Jaden Green. Now to Beer, the free throw line. Maneuvering to the right block to King. Now back up top, Jaden Green, and he traveled on the drive. Ball back to Harrisburg. Kenny Wyatt doesn't look too happy as he's kneeling right by that scores table. On the far side of the court as Harrisburg has it with now 2 minutes to play, going right to left. It'll be Jace Carr sauntering into the front court on the left side. One of the best athletes, rebounders, and defenders on this Harrisburg team, even as a freshman. Up top, probes inside, kicks Atlanta. Straight away three, NBA range. Missed it short as he got knocked down. No foul called. Rebound, Salisbury. Out it goes Jaden Green, weaving his way and kicking it out. Garrett Green swings it to King on the right side. Into the corner, Strodman. He was open, thought about a three, decides to get it back up top, but it's tipped away by Carr on the steal. One-on-one against King to the rim. Layup rolls off, and Garrett Green the rebound. Outlets it out to Beer on the right side. He does not have numbers as he muscles his way right baseline, kicks it back out. Garrett Green. He'll attack. Floater from five off the back iron, and it drops. Garrett Green getting the shooter's roll to make it 25-23. Salisbury staying within arm's distance. Only down two now with a minute 15 to play in the first half. 3-2 Salisbury zone. Left corner for Robinson. Harrisburg with it right to left. Up top is Carr between the rings. He'll slowly pass it over to Lannis on the right side. Back to Carr, top of the key. Now he'll attack. Floater with the right hand in the lane. Missed it to the left. And the rebound, Salisbury. 55 seconds to play here in half number one. King over to the timeline, Jaden Green. Out of Strodman, back to the left wing. Garrett Green elbow back to Jaden Green, top of the key. Back to Strodman. Salisbury working slowly here against a 2-3 Harrisburg zone. King on the right wing. Up top, Jaden Green finds Beer at the free throw line. He'll pull up for a jumper off to the right. Garrett Green checks it down on the near side. Offensive board. Pass inside to Beer. Tipped away from behind into the hands of Robinson. Breakaway one-on-one against Jackson. Scoop layup good. Wyatt Robinson, the sophomore, makes it 27-23. Harrisburg lead by four. As we're under 20 seconds to play in the second, Robinson with 6 points. Garrett Green at the free throw line to pass King. Back it goes Jaden Green. Back to King, and they're playing catch. 7 seconds. Six, Jaden Green over to Strowman. Skip pass, right corner, King open for three with 3 seconds. Knocks it down right at the buzzer to bring it back down to a one-point Harrisburg lead. Jackson King now with 12, 27-26 as we go into halftime. We'll be back in 2 minutes with your stats coming up next.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Good service and great food is hard to find, especially in a small town. Josie's Tap House is your new locally owned steakhouse and bar and is ready to serve you at 124 South Broadway in Salisbury. They are open Wednesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. to 12 a.m. The grill will close at 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday from 5 p.m. till 1:30 a.m. The grill will close at 9 p.m. Come have a good time playing pool and games and eating the best steaks and burgers around. Don't forget to check out and like their Facebook page where you'll find the latest specials at Josie's Tap House, where outlaws become allies.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Back at halftime of the Salisbury and Harrisburg game. It's 27-26 in favor of Harrisburg. We'll look at those stats. And the leading scorer in this game so far is Tanner Lennis, the 6'3 freshman, 15 points for him. Jace Carr with 4, Wyatt Robinson with 6, Zach Hudnall with 2. On the other side for Salisbury, Jackson King leading his team in scoring with 12 points. Grant Beer with 2, Caleb Smedley with 2, Caleb Strodman with 6, and Derek Green with a 4 of his own. Harrisburg's been leading all game long. They went into the second quarter with a 4-point lead, and they go into halftime with a 1-point lead. Salisbury working their way back into this game with some 3-point shots, some tough defense as well. It also helped them that Tanner Lannis went cold from downtown for a couple shots. He had hit 2 in a row, 3-point shots. He missed his next 3, and then he hit another one after that to get him to 15 points. This game brought to you by Massey Appliance and Mattress, Salisbury Meat Market and Processing, LLC, Salisbury Physical Therapy, Salisbury Ag Center, Bradshaw's Bistro and Coffee, Andrea Bender with Rural Missouri Crop Insurance Incorporated, all of Salisbury, Merchants and Farmers Bank of Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin, Harrisburg R8 School District, Gordon Building Center of Salisbury and Brunswick, and a Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris. We'll take a 90-second break. Coming up, you'll be able to hear from head coach Wade Billington from the Salisbury Lady Panthers as I caught up to him after their win against Harrisburg earlier tonight. That's all next in 90 seconds here on Crest.
Good service and great food is hard to find, especially in a small town. Josie's Tap House is your new locally owned steakhouse and bar and is ready to serve you at 124 South Broadway in Salisbury. They are open Wednesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. to 12 a.m. The grill will close at 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday from 5 p.m. till 1:30 a.m. The grill will close at 9 p.m. Come have a good time playing pool and games and eating the best steaks and burgers around. Don't forget to check out and like their Facebook page where you'll find the latest specials at Josie's Tap House, where outlaws become allies.
It's time once again for Regional Missouri Bank's annual Ag College, Thursday, March 7th at Salisbury High School. This free event begins at 6 p.m. There'll be a program on the U.S. Trade and Commodities Outlook with Dr. Patrick Westhoff and a soil health conversation with specialist David Doctorian. Don't miss Regional Missouri Bank's Ag College, Thursday, March 7th at Salisbury High School, starting at 6 p.m. Find out more at any Regional Missouri Bank location in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris. Member FDIC.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Here post-game with Salisbury head coach Wade Billington after a win over Harrisburg. And coach, first things first, what did you like from your team tonight?
I thought it was a tough ball game. You know, Harrisburg played really well. I thought it was a tough grind. But I thought that, you know, the fact that we continued to fight, you know, we didn't shoot it overly well. I didn't think our energy level was where it needed to be. But the fact that, you know, we had the resolve, we got big buckets when we needed big buckets. I thought we got pretty good stops when we needed to get a stop. So I think the fact that we kind of stepped up when we had to, I think, was, you know, a positive takeaway.
Yeah, there was a moment at the end of the third, start of the fourth, where Harrisburg started to come back. You called a timeout. Well, what changed in the play after that timeout to help let them hold the lead?
I think just getting them to check back in. You know, that's something. You know, we've been playing pretty well lately, and then, you know, to come down here and have a game where we kind of you're not at your best, and, you know, a lot of credit to Harrisburg for that. But, you know, just getting them to check in was the big message in that timeout was, you know, hey, girls, we got to clean stuff up. It's the little things, the hustle plays, catching the ball clean, getting rebounds, tagging out. those types of things. That was a big message there.
Chloe Wyatt led your team in scoring, led the game in scoring as well. What was great about her play tonight?
Chloe's been playing really well for us lately. You know, she's added that the second big score to our basketball team that was much needed. You know, so she does a nice job. She can hit a jump shot. She can also take you to the post. She can drive you off the dribble. She's really, you know, multidimensional. She's a tough matchup for a lot of teams, and you know, having that ability, that really makes us a lot better.
Finally, Bryn Woldridge getting that 1,000th point. What is she meant to the team this year and for Salisbury as a whole?
Bryn's a special player. You know, be able to do that as a junior, you know, that's a big accolade for her. You know, she's big. She's a big part of who we are. You know, everything rolls through her. She's our floor leader, our floor general. She's our leader in rebounds. She's our leading scorer. She's up in the top 3 or 4 in assists and steals and block shots. You know, Bryn's just she's again tough matchup, well, like Chloe was. She's real special to us, and I think the girls know that. And I think it was neat they gave her a big standing ovation when she walked in the locker room after 1,000. So you know, they know her importance to us too, and still, you know, support her for what she does.
All right, thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Side and Strickers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or sidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Looking for a new or used car loan? How about that new ATV? With today's historically low interest rates, now is the perfect time to contact Merchants and Farmers Bank to discuss your financing options. Contact any loan officer at Merchants and Farmers Bank in Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin. You will be pleasantly surprised at how low their interest rates can go. All loan offers are subject to credit approval. Merchants and Farmers Bank, people you know, the experience you trust. Merchants and Farmers Bank member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Every member plays a crucial role in the success of a team. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Harrisburg R8 School District recognize each of the players, coaches, managers, and all participants in Harrisburg Bulldog Athletics. Thank you for your positive attitude, hard work, and good sportsmanship throughout the year. By setting these examples, you are role models for others. Proudly show your Bulldog pride. The Harrisburg R8 School District, developing tomorrow's future today.
Side and Strickers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or sidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Back here to start the second half on Superstation Press. It's 27-26. Harrisburg with the 1-point lead. And they will start the second half with the ball as the Bulldogs move left to right, wearing their white uniforms and red lettering, Harrisburg written across the chest. Tanner Lannis on the right wing. Up top it goes Zach Cudnulhan. Lannis was the hot hand in that first half. 15 points for the freshman, and 3 of those shots were from downtown. Cudnul on the left wing. Pass to the right block. Carr. Open backdoor cut. Missed. Short rebound to Salisbury. And here come the Panthers, and they move right to left now, wearing their purple uniforms and gold lettering and Salisbury written across the chest. Swings the left wing, Jackson King. Back up top, it goes Strobin. Free throw line, Garrett Green. To the right wing, Smedley. Driving right side, stopped by a double team. Kicks it back out, Smedley. Now to King. Finds Beer at the left elbow. Back up top, Strobin. Smedley now in the right wing. Strobin now has it back up top, a 2-3 Harrisburg zone. And Salisbury trying to probe to King. He attacks left side layup too hard. He had the speed. He just couldn't get the basket up in time as Harrisburg grabs the rebound. Lannis shuffles up to the top of the key, crossing over on a 2-3 Salisbury zone. Tips a pass inside Freeman. Kicks it back out. Open is Hudnall. 3-point shot for him too hard. And the rebound, Garrett Green. out to King, and he'll speed across midcourt. One on three, doesn't have numbers, to the basket, layup, good scoop shot by King. He had no fear, just took it right at the defense and got a layup to go. Now Salisbury pulls ahead, 28-27. First lead since the beginning of this game. Crossing over is Hudnall. Now angles for the left wing. To the right wing it goes for Lannis. Ball above his head, swings it into the corner. Freeman. Skip pass, weak side Carr through his arms and legs. And he gets to King on the steal. King weaving his way to the basket. Layup just short. Rebound Carr. Here comes Carr across midcourt. 2 minutes here into the third quarter. Carr attacks in the lane. Pulls up. Missed it short. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it out. Freeman. Freeman attacks to the basket. His shot blocked away by Garrett Green. Ball loose. Picked up by Harrisburg. Knockram on the rebound. Out to Hudnall as he tries to attack and brings it out to the left wing. Harrisburg's second chance. Up top is Lannis. Free throw line Cochran. Left wing Hudnall. Trying to attack on King. Decides to get back up top. Lannis. NBA. 3-point range. Three good. Tanner Lannis not afraid to shoot from downtown. Makes it 30-28. Harrisburg back by two. And Lannis has 18. Strodman across the timeline to Green. Left corner for Beer. Skip pass right wing King. He'll launch a three of his own to answer. Missed it short. Rebound Carr. He's on the breakaway. One on two to the basket. Foul. Layup doesn't go. But Carr is going to the free throw line. He saw an opportunity. He didn't have the numbers. But the defense stayed with him, and he was able to force a foul. So Jace Carr to the free throw line. That foul called on Strodman. His second personal. Team's first in the half with 5:15 to play here in the third quarter. First free throw by Carr. Missed it short. He's a 61% free throw shooter. All district wide receiver in football. As Robinson checks in, Cockrum checks out. Someone who head coach Kyle Fisher said can guard any spot on the court. Our second free throw bouncing off the front rim, bouncing off the back rim and out. 0 for 2 as the rebound goes to King. Out to Beer. Now into the corner, Smedley. Smedley trapped by a double team. Nowhere to go. Picks up his dribble and a tie up, and the arrow favors Harrisburg. Or excuse me, Salisbury. The Panthers will retain possession with a baseline inbound to the left of their own basket. It'll be King, the inbounder, with Harrisburg up 30-28 with 5 minutes to play. Inbound to Green, right block, muscling his way through a double team. Layup missed, tipped out of bounds on the near sideline, and it will remain with Salisbury. Last touch, Harrisburg, and Jackson King again will walk on over to the near sideline spot, right near the corner as he inbounds it to Garrett Green. Up top to Strode. Gets past his defender in the lane. Bouncing it right block. Beer. His layup. No, but a foul from behind. And free throws coming from Grant Beer, the freshman at the line. He shoots normally 57%, as they call this foul on Jace Carr. It'll be his third personal and team's first. And popping off the bench is Kyle Longden. He'll check in for him after this free throw. And it's missed short off to the right from Beer. That's tough because Carr was really giving this Harrisburg team life as he checks out. .455 to play in the third. Second free throw on the way from Beer. Missed it short. Rebound Freeman for Harrisburg. No damage done. Harrisburg still up by two. It's their ball left to right. Into the corner. Lannis open for three. Short, but the rebound goes to Harrisburg. Back out Robinson. Free throw line. His pass deflected, but back in the hands of Hudnall. And he'll reset for Harrisburg. Into the corner. Longden pumps his man in the air. Finds Hudnall on the right wing. He curls in. Back to Longden. Curls to the foul line. In the lane. Floater left hand off to the left. Rebound tipped out of bounds. And last touch. Harrisburg going to Salisbury. And the whistle. And now checking in, Jonas Sanford. And he will get Hudnall. 4.5 to play. 30-28. Harrisburg's lead. It's Salisbury's ball right to left. Full court. Harrisburg pressure. Strodman to Green, still in the backcourt, out to King, back to Strodman, and he'll advance into the front court. Skips a pass to King, back to Strodman on the right wing. Free throw line goes to Garrett Green. In the left corner, Smedley pumps. He was open, doesn't take it. Now needs to get it back up top to Strodman. Back to Smedley. Now he's open for three. That one long. Rebound goes to Lannis. Here comes the 6'3 freshman. Zips a pass inside, taken away by Beer. And football. Pass up to Jackson King. One on two. Splits the defense with a hop step to the basket. Nice layup there by sophomore Jackson King. Makes it 30 all. And a losing a shoe is Robinson. He will have to go pick that one back up. I'll let him retie his shoe. But what a move by the sophomore Jackson King. Hop-stepping to the basket through a double team on a breakaway. That is some athletic and high IQ move by only the sophomore Jackson King. He's got 17. 30 all with 3:50 to play in the third. Harrisburg with it right to left. Robinson open for three. Takes it. That'll be short as he tried to bank it in. And Garrett Green the rebound. Jackson King can give Salisbury another lead. Top of the key he goes. Tight on him is Robinson. Finds Strodman on the right wing. 2-3 Harrisburg zone. Smedley in the right corner. Skip pass King left wing. He'll attack using his speed to get to the left block. Goes up for a layup. That rolls in. And Jackson King starting to heat up. Has 19. Normally averages 21 points a game. And puts Salisbury ahead 32-30 with 3:15 to play in the third. Pass into the left corner for Robinson. Now to Lannis, top of the key. Quick pass right corner. Open is Longden. He launches a three and connects. And Harrisburg jumps back ahead, 33-32, under 3 minutes now to play. Three-quarter court pressure. Salisbury breaks it with a pass across the timeline to Garrett Green. Now he'll attack the basket. Passes to Beer, left baseline. Skip pass, right corner for Smedley. Takes a step inside the arc, launches a shot, and puts it in. First points for Cody Smedley. And he puts Salisbury back ahead, 34-33. Trading leads here in the third. 2.5 to play in the third quarter. Longden pass to Lannis, open. NBA range three again from the wing. Missed it long off the heel, and the rebound tipped out of bounds by Harrisburg. It'll go back to Salisbury. Substitutions. As Wheeler checks in, Robinson checks out. Jackson King out to Garrett Green, back to King. Full court Harrisburg pressure, pass across the timeline to Green. Attacking left of the lane, Caleb Smedley, and he's fouled. 2:18 to play here in the third. 34-33 is the Salisbury lead. They can go ahead even more with these free throws by Caleb Smedley. First free throw up, off the heel, no. Smedley normally is 0 for 1 on free throws this season. That was his second. His third is good. Now 1 for 3 on the season. He's got 3 points so far tonight. 35-33, Salisbury by 2. 2:15 to play in the third. Harrisburg with it left to right. Longden across the timeline. Over to Sanford. Now to Lannis, high left wing. He'll dribble it back up top. Left corner, Robinson. Looks to skip it. Now decides to put it on the deck. Loses the ball. It's loose. He goes to his knees. Shovels it off to Lannis. Under two now to play. Lannis off screen to his left. Picks up his dribble. Over to Longden on the right. Back to Lannis. Top of the key. He's open. He'll take it. And he will hit it long. And the rebound goes to Longden. Longden over to Robinson. As he attacks and misses the layup short. Here comes Salisbury, minute 35 to play. 35-33 is the Salisbury lead. They have the ball right to left. Caleb Smedley back up top, Strodman. Now to Caleb Smedley. He'll let fly a three, missed it long, and the rebound to Harrisburg. A minute 10 remaining here in the third. Longden saunters in on the near side in the front court. Off screen left, now off screen right. Hands it off Lannis. Curl to the top of the key and back to Longden, left corner. Skip pass right wing is Robinson. Passes it up top to Lannis. He'll attack and get fouled on the drive. This will be on the ground. It will be only the second team foul on Salisbury. That'll be the foul on Caleb Smedley, his first personal. As Carr checks back in, Lannis checks out. Hudnall checking in as well, and Longden checking out. Strodin checking out for Salisbury. And Beer checking back in for him. Inbound Hudnall. 55 seconds to play. One or pass right wing Robinson. Ball above his head as he kicks it back up top for Hudnall. He'll attack in the lane. Scoop shot through traffic. Good. Zach Hudnall. Nice air time. And he got himself some spacing to get a layup. 35 all. We may be tied heading into the fourth with 39 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter. Green gets it taken away by Carr. Carr on the steal, into the front court he goes. Right wing for Hudnall. Back up top for Carr. And he'll hold by the timeline with 23 seconds. They may want to hold for the final shot. Hudnall, right wing. Passes back to Carr, top of the key. 1-2-2 zone for Salisbury. A box and one, pretty much, is what they're playing. Hudnall, right wing, tips a pass inside. Freeman, fall away from the right side. No, with two, with one ball being tipped. And a deep shot by Green is tipped. And we'll go into the fourth quarter, all knotted up at 35. 60-second break, and we will see you back here for the start of the fourth quarter from Harrisburg High School on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Looking for a new or used car loan? How about that new ATV? With today's historically low interest rates, now is the perfect time to contact Merchants and Farmers Bank to discuss your financing options. Contact any loan officer at Merchants and Farmers Bank in Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin. You will be pleasantly surprised at how low their interest rates can go. All loan offers are subject to credit approval. Merchants and Farmers Bank, people you know, the experience you trust. Merchants and Farmers Bank member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
It's time to start the fourth quarter. All tied up at 35. Ben Wittenstein with you here on Crest, CentralMoInfo.com. Appreciate you all joining us for some Tuesday night hoops action on regional radio. LNC conference matchup as well. On the drive, his car blocked at the rim, but back into the hands of Freeman. He lines up a three, and that's missed long. Offensive rebound, Carr, and ripped away by Garrett Green for Salisbury. Here come the Panthers, moving it right to left. Up top, Garrett Green, lined to the basket. He takes it, layup. No, and a charge called. Garrett Green a little bit wild going to the basket. And that will be the second personal foul on the Salisbury big man and the third team. Harrisburg gets it back. Foul count relatively down here in the second half than it was in the first. He's playing a little bit more smoothly on the offensive side. Robinson right of the lane. Jump shot missed. Offensive rebound. Weak side Freeman put back high off the window. No. Still loose in the paint. Who's going to come up with it? And Salisbury does. It's Preston Stewart the first. Nabbing it out of the air. Hands it off to Garrett Green. And Jackson King now with it by the timeline to reset the offense. Over to Stewart on the high right wing. Going against Hudnall. He'll attack. Right side. Scoop shot. No, but a hard contact foul. We're going against Ryan Freeman. Stewart saw lane. And he took it and was rewarded with a trip to the foul line. Stewart shoots 50% from the free throw line this season, 21 for 42. His first free throw is missed short. Lannis back in for the Bulldogs as he gets Wheeler. Lannis is the team's leading scorer with 18 points, only surpassed in game points by Jackson King, who has 19. Team for his Salisbury Panther team. Stewart's second free throw, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Garrett Green. His putback is good. Salisbury gets that 2 points either way, so it's 37-35, under seven now to play. Here comes Harrisburg, moving left to right. Freeman on the left wing, gets it to Hudnall in the corner. He's open for three. That one's long, doesn't even hit the rim, but it's tipped out of bounds by Salisbury, so Harrisburg gets another chance. Baseline inbound will be Carr, the trigger man. Smacks the ball with his right hand, and he throws it away. King on the steal, outlets it out to Stewart, to the basket, through traffic, layup is good. That freshman, Preston Stewart, it's fast. And a timeout called by Harrisburg and Coach Kyle Fisher. 39-35, Salisbury now ahead by four with 6:41 to go in the game. We'll take a break with him and be back in 1 minute here on Superstation Press.
Good service and great food is hard to find, especially in a small town. Josie's Tap House is your new locally owned steakhouse and bar and is ready to serve you at 124 South Broadway in Salisbury. They are open Wednesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. to 12 a.m. The grill will close at 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday from 5 p.m. till 1:30 a.m. The grill will close at 9 p.m. Come have a good time playing pool and games and eating the best steaks and burgers around. Don't forget to check out and like their Facebook page where you'll find the latest specials at Josie's Tap House, where outlaws become allies.
Put your plans into action this year with Gordon Building Center in Salisbury and Brunswick. They have you covered from the ground up. Whether you're building a new home, remodeling, or planning to paint this spring, give them a call and ask about their wide selection of rich and vibrant paints for interior and exterior projects. Call 388-6151 for the Salisbury location or 548-3873 for the Brunswick location. Gordon Building Center is your building supply and paint headquarters in Sheraton County.
Back here at Harrisburg High School, Ben Wittenstein, 39-35 is the Salisbury lead, forcing a Harrisburg timeout with 6.5 to play. It'll be Harrisburg ball out of the timeout as they move left to right. Robinson on the left wing, into the corner, Hudnall back to Robinson, and Carr now has it up top. Chase Carr with 4 points. He's been a huge point of defensive pride for this Harrisburg team as he has it back up top. Off screen right, picks up his dribble, the elbow. Up top, back to Freeman, and he'll give it right back to Carr. Crossing over at the foul line, spinning, puts up a 10-foot jump shot, and it knocks it down. 6 points for him, 39-37. Harrisburg back by two with 6 minutes to play. Beer across the timeline, hands it right back up for Jaden Green. Back to Beer on the right wing. Finds a cutting Stewart in the lane, muscling his way to the basket. That will be a charge. He lowered his shoulder to try to create some space, and it was an easy foul call by the near side official who had a direct line of sight to that. And that will be his first personal team's four. And Jace Carr will saunter into the front court with a right-hand dribble. His team down two, 39-37, 5:45 to play. Left wing, Hudnall attacking, threw a double team, sidesteps to the basket, missed the layup. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Garrett Green. It will remain with Harrisburg. Baseline inbound will be for Jace Carr. He lobs it to Freeman at the elbow. He has a line to the basket, takes it, splits the defense with a scoop shot, missed it, and rebound Stewart. Turns on the Jets to the rim. Missed it, and he blocked, got blocked out of bounds. Hudnall on the block, and it will remain with Salisbury. Baseline inbound for the Panthers. King the inbounder. Finds Beer, left block. Layup off the window and good. Beer had a hand in his face, and he extends Salisbury's lead to four with 5:20 to play. Right wing Lannis, he pumps on the three. He's taken long ones so far today. He's made four. Left wing. Up top is Carr. He'll maneuver inside, right to the lane, jump shot missed. Offensive rebound, Freeman put back through a double team. No, but a foul. And so to the free throw line, Ryan Freeman. Someone who came on late last season and scored double digits in his first three starts of the year after coming off the bench for his first two games. Hasn't scored yet tonight. But his first free throw is good. Second free throw on the way from the senior. Heads up, line drive, free throw connects. King the inbounder, full court pressure, Harrisburg, 41-39. Salisbury's lead and its ball as they move right to left. King sprints across midcourt on the right side, tries to bounce it into the corner. It's tipped out of bounds. It will remain with the Panthers as they inbound right in front of their own bench on the far side. King the inbounder finds Beer by the timeline, pressured tightly right as he is towing that midcourt line. Hands it off to Green. Zips a pass to Stewart, right block. Lowers his shoulder to the basket. Through contact, no foul called. Bad layup and the rebound, Harrisburg. Out to Lannis, left wing. Controls the ball as he spins away from the defender to Carr in the corner, back to Lannis. Swings it to Robinson, top of the key. Pumps, and now back to Lannis, into the corner. Carr bouncing it left of the lane. Freeman, double team on him. Back out Lannis. He'll launch a three straight away and connect. Harrisburg pulls ahead by one. Another three-point shot by Tanner Lannis. And a timeout called by Kenny Wyatt. 4:23 remaining, 42-41. Harrisburg by one as we take a break with him. Be back in 60 seconds on Press.
Massey Appliance and Mattress in Salisbury and Marceline offer the Ultra Comfort America line of lift recliners. If you are having trouble getting out of your recliner at home, then you need to see and feel the difference of the zero gravity lift recliner, the custom lift, or the traditional lift recliner available at Massey Appliance and Mattress. One testimonial said, "I would stay in my zero gravity chair all day if my wife would let me." Ultra Comfort America lift recliners at Massey Appliance and Mattress showrooms in Salisbury or Marceline. Stop in today.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Out of the timeout, a whistle and a foul called on the Salisbury inbound. This will be on Jace Carr. That will be Carr's fourth personal. And team's fourth as well. 4:23 remaining. 42-41 is the Harrisburg lead going ahead by one after Tanner Lannis' three-point shot. Salisbury the inbound. King out to Beer, trapped in the corner. And now the defense goes off of him as he lobs to King. Finally across the timeline for Salisbury. Barry sprints to the basket, layup out of control, missed. Garrett Green, the offensive rebound, and a foul. This one going on Tyler Cockrum, I believe. Oh, they're going on four, excuse me, Ryan Robinson. That'll be his first, team's fifth. 42-41, Harrisburg ahead, Salisbury the inbound with 4:12 to go on the fourth. Lobs it to Beer, and a foul called on Beer, an offensive foul. And that will be his third personal and 16. And substitutions, Harrisburg, Jay Scar checking in. So it'll be Harrisburg ball. As the inbounder, it'll be Ryan Freeman. He bounces it to Jay Scar. Carr already with four fouls, one more and he's done. This is a team that Harrisburg really needs, or this is a player that Harrisburg really needs, excuse me, has scored 6 points so far tonight, but has been a huge catalyst on the defensive side of the ball. Lannis to Carr on the left wing. Under four now to play. Carr working his way across the arc. Swings it into the right corner for Hudnall. Drives baseline. Hands it off Freeman. Layup missed and the rebound King. Outlets it out to Beer across midcourt. Finds Green on the right wing. Garrett Green into a double team. Shovels it off right corner Beer. Now only a single man on him as Harrisburg has gone to man-to-man. 3:30 to play. King off screen right. He circles. Now right baseline. To the basket. Easy layup. No one really pressured him and stepped up. And Jackson King with 21 makes it 43-42. Salisbury back by one. 3:15 to play. On the drive is Robinson. He's bumped and fouled. That will be the 17th foul against Salisbury, as they call that one, on Jaden Green. That'll be his second personal. And a 1-1 upcoming for Wyatt Robinson. So to the free throw line is a sophomore, 43% from the charity stripe this season. Already 6 points tonight. Spins the ball in his left hand. Puts it up and knocks it down. He'll get a second. Tied at 43 with 3:12 to play. Second free throw by Robinson to put Harrisburg up one. Hits off the heel. The rebound tracked down by Stewart for Salisbury. Here comes the freshman up the right side trying to use his speed to the basket. He stopped. Has to be trapped in the corner. Nowhere to go. Finally finds Garrett Green on the right wing. Back to Jackson King up top. We're now under 3 minutes to play. We're tied at 43. King by the timeline, off screen left, has a lane, left side of the basket. He goes, stops, pumps, and goes up and gets fouled. So the line is now Jackson King. He's got 21 so far tonight, matching his season average. Foul called on Wyatt Robinson. That will be his second and team sixth. King to the line. First free throw by the sophomore is good. He's got 22. Again, this is someone in Jackson King who was the sixth man last season. He worked his way to be the starter this year, and he has improved every aspect of his game. Second free throw from King. High arcing shot off to the left hand. Freeman grabs the rebound, and we have another foul coming. Oh, excuse me, a travel called on Ryan Freeman. And the ball back to Salisbury. They have the 44-43 lead with 2:50 to play. And they will be inbounding it underneath their own basket. Sanford checking in, and he will get Jace Carr. Smart move, Kyle Fisher, not wanting Carr to get his fifth foul. King the inbounder. In the corner, Strowman wide open, launching a three off the rim. No ball, tip still loose on the near side. Tracked down by Hudno. Double teamed in the corner, gets it out to Freeman. Into the front court goes Freeman. He has speed to the basket. Scoop layup, good. Harrisburg back by one. Full court pressure with 2.5 to play. Harrisburg 45, Salisbury 44. Garrett Green in the lane to the basket, and a whistle and a charge. That is the second charge called on Garrett Green in this game. And that will be his fourth personal and team's eighth. It won't be free throws because it's an offensive foul, but it gives Harrisburg the ball back up 45-44 with 2:25 to play. Right side, Hudno, double on the ball, nowhere to go, a whistle, and timeout. Kyle Fisher saw his team in trouble, so he called a timeout, and we'll take it with him. 2:17 to play, 45-44, Harrisburg with the lead and the ball. When we get back here on Crest.
Every member plays a crucial role in the success of a team. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Harrisburg R8 School District recognize each of the players, coaches, managers, and all participants in Harrisburg Bulldog Athletics. Thank you for your positive attitude, hard work, and good sportsmanship throughout the year. By setting these examples, you are role models for others. Proudly show your Bulldog pride. The Harrisburg R8 School District, developing tomorrow's future today.
.217 to play. Back here at Harrisburg High School, Ben Wittenstein with you. 45-44 is the Harrisburg lead, and it's ball as they move left to right. Jace Carr across the timeline. He's got four fouls as well, go along with 6 points. Hudnall in the corner. Skip pass right wing, Lannis. Lannis with 21 points. And he's going to have to heave up a shot. And he banks it in from just inside the arc. He was trapped by a double team. He saw an open lane, and he just heaved it up and banked it home. 47-44, Harrisburg by 3 with a minute 49 to play. In the lane, Stewart. Hop steps up, layup blocked out of bounds by Zach Hudnall. It'll remain with Salisbury. Now down 3 with a minute 45. King the inbounder, left of his own basket on the baseline. Off the back of Carr, and an easy layup. Jackson King working his magic down low. Carr had his back to King, and he bounced it off. Established himself and got a layup. Here comes Harrisburg up 47-46. Carr to the basket. Missed a layup. Tipped out of bounds. It will remain with Harrisburg with 90 seconds to play. 47-46. Harrisburg up by one. In the corner, Robinson. Curls into the paint, threw a double team. His layup blocked aggressively off the ground out of bounds from behind. And it will remain with the Bulldogs. Inbounding his car, right of his own basket. Looking off to the left wing. It goes Lannis, and he'll reset by the timeline. Threw a double team. He goes, a whistle, and a bump foul on Stewart. Stewart not happy with the call. Kenny Wyatt not happy with the call, but that sends Lannis to the free throw line for a 1-1. Minute 22 remaining. Harrisburg up by one. Free throw by Lannis. Off the heel, rebound Stewart. No damage done at the line by Harrisburg. Still up by one, but Salisbury with the ball. Minute 15 to play as King Crawls up into the front court to Stewart on the wing, back to King. He's going to be someone this team relies on down the stretch. Off screen to his right. Now right baseline, spinning underneath the basket. Losing control, falling to the ground, and a travel call. He went right through a double team, fell to the ground, looking for the foul, and they call the travel. Kenny Wyatt not happy as well as King not happy. But that ball goes back to Harrisburg with a minute six, and the Bulldogs with a 47-46 lead. We're now at 60 seconds left to play here in a Lewis and Clark conference matchup. Lannis, right wing, Carr. 2-3 zone, almost pushed off. Stroud wanted a foul. He loses the ball. Goes Strowman on it, a whistle, a jump ball. And the arrow favors Salisbury. So they'll get it back with 50 seconds. Down 47-46. And a substitution by Harrisburg. Sanford checks in and Hubnell checks out. King in the inbound. They get it to Strowman. He'll get it right back to King. King across the timeline. With Strowman on the right wing. Back up top, Derek Green. Under 40 now to play. Salisbury with the ball down one. Up top, Strowman between the rings. Swings it right wing. King back to Strowman. Now left wing, Stewart. Lobs it to Green, left block. He puts up a layup. Missed offensive rebound there. His putback, no, off the window. The rebound, Harrisburg. It goes to Carr, and a jump ball called as he was tied up with Green. But the arrow favors Harrisburg, so they will get it back anyway with 23 seconds to play. And a timeout call with 23.1 seconds on the clock. 47-46, Harrisburg with the lead and the ball. Full timeout. We'll take it with him. Be back in a minute here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
If you're like most people around here, breakfast is not just served in the morning. At Bradshaw's Bistro, they serve breakfast all day. Now is the time to visit their unique small-town business with a friendly atmosphere. Check out their homemade desserts and relax for a little while. You might call and make a reservation for the second and fourth Friday night special, Prime Rib. Join them on Facebook at Bradshaw's Bistro. 315 South Broadway in Salisbury is a great place to start your day or evening. See you soon.
Your family deserves choice cuts of beef and pork, and that's just what you will get from Salisbury Meat Market and Processing, LLC, located southeast of Salisbury on Highway PP. The American Femler families take pride in their fresh ground chuck, steak, sausage, and bacon, or try Bill's famous smoked pork chops, ham, brats, hot dogs, or a delicious slab of ribs. Just heat them and eat them. Salisbury Meat Market kills beef on Tuesdays and hogs on Wednesdays and is open weekdays till 5 and Saturdays till noon. Your friends at Salisbury Meat Market remind you, life may be tough, but your meat shouldn't be.
Out of the timeout, it will be Harrisburg ball, 23.1 seconds left. 47-46 is the Harrisburg lead. Full court pressure, Salisbury. Inbound man is Freeman. He finds Carr on the left side, double teamed, then he's immediately fouled. So Jace Carr to the free throw line. Clock at 21.2. That will be Stewart's second personal. And two free throws upcoming for Jace Carr. 61% free throw shooter, 6 points so far tonight. And his first free throw is up, and it's good. Second free throw on the way. High arcing shot, and knocks it down. Carr now with eight, makes it 49-46 in favor of Harrisburg with 21.2 seconds to play. Kyle Fisher telling his team, do not foul. Foul would give Salisbury a 1-1. King across the timeline with 16. With 15 to the right wing. Hop steps to the basket. High off the glass. No rebound, Harrisburg. And a foul. Jace Carr, the rebounder. And he is going to be sent back to the free throw line. His team up 49-46 with 11.2 seconds to play. Carr is someone they talked about being the best rebounder on the team as well as the best defender, and he showed it there. Foul called on Stewart. That'll be his fourth. And Carr to the line, shooting two more. It's to make it a two-possession game. Free throw up. And it circles in. 50-46. Harrisburg by four. Second free throw coming. It's up, and it's good. He has got 11, and he goes 4-for-4 down the stretch at the foul line. Makes it 51-46, Harrisburg by 5 with 10 seconds. Here's King across midcourt to the basket, hop steps, easy layup, left side is good with 5.1, a timeout call. It's back to a three-point game. Jackson King keeping Salisbury alive, 26 points. It will be Harrisburg ball out of the timeout with 5.1 to play. I want to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Massey Appliance and Mattress, Salisbury Meat Market and Processing, LLC, Salisbury Physical Therapy, Salisbury Ag Center, Bradshaw Bistro and Coffee, Andrea Bender with Rural Missouri Crop Insurance Incorporated, all of Salisbury, Merchants and Farmers Bank of Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin, Harrisburg R8 School District, Gordon Building Center of Salisbury and Brunswick, and Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Teetsville, Glasgow, and Harris. 5.1 seconds remain. It's a 51-48 Harrisburg lead. Jackson King, a quick two-point basket to bring it back to a one-possession game, but it will be Harrisburg ball out of the timeout. It's been Jace Carr who's gone to the free throw line the past two times for Harrisburg. He is 4-for-4 from there tonight, hitting all four of his shots. He comes out of the huddle. Get ready for this possession. It'll be Freeman, the inbounder. As we're about set to go. 5.1 seconds remain. Full court pressure, Salisbury. Beer on Freeman. Freeman looking for someone. Still looking. He finds Lannis, who's hit from behind and fouled with 4.4 seconds. And so Tanner Lannis, the freshman to the free throw line, 23 points for him. King on the foul. That's his first of the night. And Lannis now will have two shots. He can make this a two-possession game. Free throw up, and free throw in. Timeout called by Kyle Fisher. Full timeout. We'll take it with him. 52-48. Harrisburg with the lead. 4.4 seconds remain.
Good service and great food is hard to find, especially in a small town. Josie's Tap House is your new locally owned steakhouse and bar and is ready to serve you at 124 South Broadway in Salisbury. They are open Wednesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. to 12 a.m. The grill will close at 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday from 5 p.m. till 1:30 a.m. The grill will close at 9 p.m. Come have a good time playing pool and games and eating the best steaks and burgers around. Don't forget to check out and like their Facebook page where you'll find the latest specials at Josie's Tap House, where outlaws become allies.
Mazumac offers you the best of both worlds. Mazumac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mazumac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mazumac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Throw, and at the buzzer, it is a missed three-point shot by Beer, and that'll do it. 53-48, Harrisburg with the win, and they move to 7-13 on the year. Salisbury will drop to 7-14. 53-48, Harrisburg the win over visiting Salisbury. We'll take a 90-second break, be back with your stats and more coming up next. Chris.
If you're like most people around here, breakfast is not just served in the morning. At Bradshaw's Bistro, they serve breakfast all day. Now is the time to visit their unique small town business with a friendly atmosphere. Check out their homemade desserts and relax for a little while. You might call and make a reservation for the second and fourth Friday night special, Prime Rib. Join them on Facebook at Bradshaw's Bistro. 315 South Broadway in Salisbury is a great place to start your day or evening. See you soon. Put your plans into action this year with Gordon Building Center in Salisbury and Brunswick. They have you covered from the ground up. Whether you're building a new home, remodeling, or planning to paint this spring, give them a call and ask about their wide selection of rich and vibrant paints for interior and exterior projects. Call 388-6151 for the Salisbury location or 548-3873 for the Brunswick location. Gordon Building Center is your building supply and paint headquarters in Sheraton County.
Farming is the livelihood for many, and protecting your crops is very important. Andrea Binder with Rural Missouri Crop Insurance Incorporated in Salisbury is ready to give you peace of mind in protecting your crops. Andrea provides a full line of multi-peril, crop, hail, and supplemental policies. Andrea is also ready to offer you customized services, including yield archiving, farm mapping, personalized service. Stop by the Rural Missouri Crop Insurance Office at 26669 Highway 129 in Salisbury, or call 660-414-5975 for experience that counts. Remember, March 15th is the deadline for the 2019 crop year.
Looking for a new or used car loan? How about that new ATV? With today's historically low interest rates, now is the perfect time to contact Merchants and Farmers Bank to discuss your financing options. Contact any loan officer at Merchants and Farmers Bank in Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin. You will be pleasantly surprised at how low their interest rates can go. All loan offers are subject to credit approval. Merchants and Farmers Bank, people you know, the experience you trust. Merchants and Farmers Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
So back here at Harrisburg High School Gym after a 53-48 Harrisburg win. Ben Wittenstein with you, taking a check of the final stats here on Superstation Press and CentralMoInfo.com. Harrisburg was led in scoring by Tanner Lannis, 25 points for the freshman. He had 3 three-pointers early in that first half to really set the tone for the rest of the game for Harrisburg, and he was just jacking them up from downtown. Finished with 25. Jace Carr, great at the line, 4 for 4 down the stretch. Finished with 11 points. Ryan Freeman with 4 points of his own. Kyler Longden finished with 3. Wyatt Robinson with 7. And Zach Hudnall with 4. On the other side for Salisbury, Jackson Kane, 26, led his team in scoring. He was the game-high scoring leader as well with 26, surpassing his season average of 21. Grant Beer with 4, Cody Smedley with 2, Caleb Smedley with 3, Caleb Strohman with 6, Preston Stewart with 2, and Garrett Green with 6. Salisbury and Harrisburg were tied at the end of 3 quarters, and going into the fourth, it was just as good as advertised. Both teams trading leads down the stretch, especially in the last 3 minutes or so of the game. They were going back and forth. Harrisburg, though, was able to pull ahead, especially with the help of Jace Carr, his defense and his rebounding. Going 4 for 4 from the line. Tanner Lannis as well helping out down the stretch, finishing that game again. 25 points for the freshmen. A lot of the freshmen help. The two freshmen, Jace Carr and Tanner Lannis, both combined for 36 points. 37-58. So a great performance by the Harris. I'm not sure they're very excited. Sophomores. We'll take another break and be back with your player of the game. And we'll try to get one of the coaches up here as well, see if we can get Kyle Fisher to join us in the booth. That's all coming up next here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Trusted and reliable products is crucial to farming success. Salisbury Ag Center is here to help you with all your feed and farming needs, from seed and fertilizer to chemicals and application, as well as feed for your pets and livestock. They are aggressively bidding for your corn. They use 100% of the corn they buy for production of swine and cattle feed. Give them a call today for a bid at 660-388-6448. They proudly serve all the local and surrounding areas. Salisbury Ag Center says good luck to our hometown Panthers. hours.
Good service and great food is hard to find, especially in a small town. Josie's Tap House is your new locally owned steakhouse and bar and is ready to serve you at 124 South Broadway in Salisbury. They are open Wednesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. to 12 a.m. The grill will close at 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday from 5 p.m. till 1:30 a.m. The grill will close at 9 p.m. Come have a good time playing pool and games and eating the best steaks and burgers around. Don't forget to check out and like their Facebook page where you'll find the latest specials at Josie's Tap House, where outlaws become allies.
At Regional Missouri Bank, we believe you not only deserve free checking, but free checking that rewards you for banking with us. Stop in to any of our convenient locations and ask us about our Kasasa accounts today. Kasasa is free checking with rewards for you, just for banking with Regional Missouri Bank. Qualifications and rules apply. Stop in and find out more about Kasasa today at Regional Missouri Bank in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keytesville, Glasgow, and Paris. Member FDIC.
Back here on Superstation Crest after a Harrisburg 53-48 win. And good. And we are now going. Yeah, that's perfect. We're now joined by head coach Kyle Fisher for this Harrisburg Bulldogs team. And, Coach, thanks for joining us tonight after the team's 53-48 win. Got to get the headphones figured out there. There we go. So, yeah, I guess first thing for you, Coach, what would you like from your team tonight?
Yeah, I thought defensively we were tremendous, especially in the fourth quarter. You know, anytime you play a Salisbury team, you know they're going to slow it down, and it's going to be a defense battle. And so you've got to find a way to get stops and get big rebounds late in the ball game. It's going to come down to the fourth quarter. I thought we did that tonight. I thought we stepped up big last two or three minutes. Did a nice job of forcing them into some tough shots and getting rebounds when they missed.
Now, but the game was tied 35-35 into the fourth quarter. Teams were going back and forth. What helped your team really get that lead and then hang on to it?
Like I said, going back to defense, I thought we strung enough stops in a row together. Wait for our offense to finally get going. Tanner hit a couple big shots there in the fourth quarter. You know, he got kind of quiet there in the third, and then came up big in the fourth. And Jace Carr came up a couple big buckets. And also, I thought we rebounded well on the offensive end. You know, we weren't shooting the ball very well tonight. Offense wasn't clicking. That's a credit to Salisbury. They're a tremendous defensive ball club. But we got enough offensive boards, enough second chance points. Got to the free throw line some late. Went up to get the win.
And as you mentioned, Tanner doing a good job shooting-wise, especially in that first half. He came out, hit two big threes in a row. How important was that to set the tone for the rest of the game in terms of his play?
Yeah, it's big. We're obviously a better ball club when Tanner shoots the ball well. He can do several other things offensively, even when he's not shooting the ball well. He's such a good passer and sees the floor well, handles the ball really well, is able to get to the rim some. When he comes out and shoots the ball like that, it gives everybody a little confidence. And I thought getting off that good start is really important, especially against a club like Salisbury. You get down on them, they just grind it out and they throw it down. It's really tough to come back on them. So I thought the quick start was huge for us tonight.
Talking with Harrisburg head coach Kyle Fisher, and again, a big week ahead of you with this being the final week of the regular season. What do you want to build? What do you want your team to build off of from tonight heading into the rest of the week?
I think it's just our defense. We've had some games. We've beaten some quality opponents this year. And when we've done that, it's been because we shot the ball really well. Tonight, we didn't shoot the ball well, but I thought it was good for our guys to see that we could beat a good quality team, even when we don't shoot the ball well. We can do it with defense. We can do it with rebounding, with hustle plays, with 50-50 balls. I thought that was just the biggest key tonight. We got down in the fourth quarter. We didn't quit. We kept fighting, kept just trying to string a bunch of stops together, and we did that. And, I think that's the biggest thing for a young team to build on here late in the season is to know that we can win a ball game. We're not shooting the ball well.
53-48, Harrisburg with the win over Salisbury. Kyle Fisher, thanks so much for joining us.
All right, thank you guys for the coverage. Appreciate it.
And we'll be back in 30 seconds with Player of the Game.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Time to name our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly for all your insurance needs. Auto, Home, and Life. And we're going to name freshman Tanner Lannis as our player of the game for Harrisburg. 25 points for him tonight, way past his season average of 14 and a half. And as you heard from head coach Kyle Fisher, the defense for this team, tremendous, especially down the stretch, holding Salisbury to very few points down that stretch and hitting their free throws as well. So that'll do it for us here from Harrisburg High School. I'll be back with you all on Friday night, weather permitting, for the Knox County and Harrisburg game from Harrisburg High School Friday night. But the girls' game, Salisbury took the 47-35 win. In the boys' game, the Harrisburg boys won 53-48. That'll do it for us here from Harrisburg High School. For Stuart Cox back in the studio, I'm Ben Wittenstein, saying so long and have a good rest of your Tuesday night.
You've just heard another reason why Kress is your All-American sports voice. For the best in sports in any season, dial 1047.